The ICB Character Education and Community Building Book Series. Series Book Number 3. B is for Behavior. B is for Behavior. Variety in the Neighborhood. Pre-reading exercise. How do you behave when you meet someone new? Someone who does not seem to be a part of your culture. Is your behavior the same toward people from other cultures as it is towards those of your own culture? Reading focus. This story, Variety in the Neighborhood, describes how a lack of knowledge and understanding about another culture leads to negative behaviors and sometimes separation among neighborhood children. Goma gets involved, and soon his neighbors realize that they can learn a lot from one another. Examine how Goma's behavior toward the new family influences those who seem to be in conflict with the family. As you read, observe whether the neighborhood children and their parents have a change of heart towards the Lopez family. Perhaps this story will prompt you to consider how you can become a change agent by assisting yourself and others in demonstrating positive behaviors towards everyone, regardless of their cultural background. Variety in the Neighborhood. It was the middle of the summer, and the reading lists from Susie Daniel Charter School had gone out to students to prepare them for school. Being the studious person he was, and having received the summer reading list, Goma sat under a huge redwood tree, engaged in the reading of an interesting book about relationships. Not long after he had become interested in his reading, he noticed a moving van creeping slowly down the street. Following the van in close range was an automobile with the words El Camino printed on its side. This was not a common sight, and it quickly caught Goma's attention. He closed his book and sat up to get a better view of the situation. He thought to himself, "Someone must be moving into the Joneses' old place. I wonder where they're from." This was indeed a strange sight to him, something he would surely have to investigate further. Excitedly, Goma leaped to his feet to go take a closer look at the new arrivals. Both vehicles stopped just short of the old Joneses' place, just as Goma had presumed. Both vehicles stopped just short of the old Joneses' place, just as Goma had presumed. He observed with intense curiosity as several men unloaded the moving van at lightning speed. His focus soon shifted as he noticed the few rays of sun that crept through the trees that had caused his thirst to overcome him. He picked up his book and walked toward home, still wondering who was moving in. After quickly getting a cool drink, Goma came out to the sidewalk in front of his family's house and observed a strange man. He had never seen him before. He was talking to the movers. He thought this might be his new neighbor. His mounting curiosity could no longer be satisfied from a distance. So, Goma walked down the street with the intention of introducing himself to the new arrivals. He hesitated for a brief moment. After thinking the family might be Chicanos. What if the man only spoke Spanish and he could not speak with him? Goma quickly dismissed his concern, since he was much more excited about making new friends. Who knows? he might just learn some Spanish. Still trying to keep a safe distance to avoid interrupting the fast-paced work of the movers, Goma politely introduced himself to the stranger. His suspicions were quickly confirmed as the gentleman, speaking English with a slight Spanish accent, introduced himself to Goma as Mr. Lopez. "I have one son. Jose is 13 and one daughter. Maria is 15. My wife is Carmen Lopez," he said intently, as if each were standing in their presence. Mr. Lopez shared with Goma that he had arrived early to let the movers in while his wife and children visited Carmen's parents in Mexico City. He informed Goma that they would be arriving tomorrow afternoon. As Goma left, he pointed to his house and said helpfully, "Let me know if you need any assistance, or maybe if you need to use our telephone." Goma considered the 5 years that had passed since the new family had moved into the neighborhood. He raced home in a dash, threw open the door and yelled, "Mama! Daddy! We got new neighbors!" Daddy was busy watching the evening news in his easy chair. His mother, however, became quite curious as she cooked dinner. Almost unaware that his father said anything, Goma eagerly shared the details of Mr. Lopez's family. Just as quickly as Goma had appeared, he disappeared into his room to phone his friends. A week passed, and by then the Lopez family had settled into their new home. By this time, Goma had visited the family's house almost every day since the Lopez family moved in. It appeared he had become a permanent fixture in their home. The Wednesday of that first week, Goma took Maria and Jose to the park, where everyone usually hangs out. Goma was very excited because he had told everyone about the new neighbors. Some of the children embraced Jose and Maria, but others acted strangely. Over time, Goma noticed that some of the children had separated themselves. Upon further inquiry, he learned that several of his peers had intentionally isolated themselves from the group. Why? He wondered to himself as he searched for reasons that made sense. Could it be the fact that Maria and Jose spoke with a slight accent? Could it be that Maria and Jose were new to the community? Could it be that the children dressed differently? He even considered that it might be their dark, straight black hair. Goma was determined to find the answer. With a little detective work, Goma learned that some of the children disliked Maria and Jose because they were from a different culture. Goma felt he had to help resolve his friend's prejudices and unite his community. But how? An idea came to him quickly. Goma suggested to the Lopez family that they inquire about obtaining a booth at the upcoming community fair. Since they agreed to do so, his plan had been set into motion. Over the next few weeks, Goma worked hard with the Lopez family to decorate and choose items to display in their booth at the community fair. Mr. Lopez would often look at Goma, Maria, and Jose as they worked like bees gathering honey. On most days, he would routinely take off his straw hat, wipe the sweat from his forehead, and smile as he glanced in the direction of the children. Some of the neighborhood children disliked Goma's actions and called him names. Goma's only reaction was a smile, knowing his plan of introducing the Lopez family to the community would soon bring some understanding. The long anticipated day had finally arrived. Unaware of the early morning hour, Goma rushed to the Lopez house in his usual gleeful skip. He arrived in time to join the family in a feast of real Mexican breakfast. Omelettes stuffed with chili peppers and tomatoes and cactus. After breakfast, Maria, Jose, Goma, and Mr. Lopez began loading the truck with all sorts of items. Meanwhile, Mrs. Lopez continued putting the finishing touches on her famous Mexican dishes. A number of recipes, which included tamale pie, vegetable pie, enchiladas, fajitas, green chili stew, and her Mexican pork chops and beans. As the Lopez's truck passed Goma's house, Mr. Lopez pressed against the vehicle's steering wheel, causing a loud and unusually joyful sound. Goma is heard in the background as he too yelled from the rear side window of the truck, "Mommy, I'll see you and Daddy at the fair." The fairgrounds were full of early arrivals. The weather forecast of gloomy skies did not spoil the excitement that loomed in the air, but nevertheless provided perfect working conditions for setup. Everyone worked quickly to decorate their booth with a variety of items. As people toured the fairgrounds, the Lopez's booth gleamed with splendor because of the unusual items that adorned the entire area. Curious fairgoers stopped and asked questions about the decorations. Mr. Lopez was equally excited to explain the cultural significance of each item he displayed. Many people asked about the wonderful aromas that drew them to the booth. With a pleasant smile and a soft voice, Mrs. Lopez provided each customer with a simple history of her dishes and distributed small portions of her tasty delicacies, enough to simply tease her audience's appetites. Goma admired from a distance and could glean the impact of the history lessons from the brief rapport Mrs. Lopez and her newfound admirers. More importantly, he observed the smiles from people's faces and their gleeful, happy faces as they tasted the delicious food and listened to the rich history Mrs. Lopez provided. One man in the crowd yelled, "Hey, welcome, man. This food is good." Another openly admired the different clothing and jewelry worn by Carmen and Maria Lopez, which added to the beauty and drew attraction to the Lopez's booth. A nudge and whisper to Maria and Jose said that it was now their turn. As the music blasted from the CD Jose had placed into the nearby boombox, many bystanders rushed and became the Lopez's new customers. The children who had previously refused to include Maria and Jose at the park had now come to see why the crowd had gathered at the Lopez's booth. The longer they listened to the music, the more familiar it became. They were able to identify with the beat of the music, although the words were different. After a while, the Lopez family joined the crowd, and everyone ate and danced. Mr. Lopez used the karaoke microphone to thank Goma for making him and his family feel welcomed into the neighborhood. Goma joined Mr. Lopez at the microphone. He used the old familiar saying, "You can't judge a book by its cover." To remind the community that although people may dress differently, look differently, eat different food, speak another language, or listen to different music, they were all people. The crowd nodded in agreement, gave three cheers to the Lopez family, and demanded the music be turned back on. Later that week, while Goma was cutting the lawn, the community newspaper was delivered. He took a break to catch up on the news in the neighborhood. As he tore the plastic from the paper, he immediately noticed a colorful photo of Mr. Lopez in the front of his family's booth at the community fair. The caption read, "Difference adds variety." Curious, Gomez sat on the front porch to read the article. Sandy Martin, a popular community author, had written a short story on the community fear. The story began by showing how people sometimes fear things that are different. From interviews, she outlined the events beginning with the Lopez families moving to the neighborhood and ending with their participation in the community fair. The story showed how people's attitudes affected their behaviors. Their behaviors towards the Lopez family. By simply talking to the family, people who had separated themselves from them were able to appreciate the variety they brought to the community. The mayor plans to display pictures in the park's community center from this year's community fair. Goma couldn't wait to see the pictures. In his usual enthusiasm and excitement, Goma ran inside to share the article with his parents. Later, as Goma stopped to think about all that had taken place, he realized that one person's right attitude toward people of other cultures can positively impact the behavior of an entire community. As they say, actions speak louder than words. Character builders. Behavior is the outward display of the attitude that a person has. If a person's attitude is negative and is not quickly addressed, soon negative behaviors will follow. Goma wants his community to be unified, not divided. He teaches a lesson about unity and the importance of having a positive attitude, which results in positive behavior. Sometimes, negative behavior is a result of a conflict that one usually has with another. In order to recognize the conflict, one must recognize his or her role in the dispute or problem. Sometimes, the outward behavior is too tension-filled for the individual to make progress in resolving the conflict. In this case, a mediator, a third party with a clearer perspective on the problem, may be necessary. The mediator's job is to help the conflicted parties see the conflict and to help resolve their conflict by focusing on their role in the dispute, not on the other person's role. Once we understand the role we play in any given conflict or problem, we can more easily change our behaviors to reflect a desirable outcome. Discussion junction. How do you think a person would feel if others were behaving in a way that excluded them? How do you think a person would feel if others were behaving in a way that excluded him or her in his or her activities or group because of his or her race or culture? How would you compare Goma? How would you compare and contrast Goma's behaviors towards the Lopez family to the behaviors of the neighborhood children who shunned them? Creative expression. Complete the following steps to create a timeline of the events from the story. Draw a timeline of the events of the story. However, instead of using words, draw pictures. Picture boxes like a comic strip to represent the events in the story as they occurred. Underneath each box, write one sentence to tell what is happening in your picture frame. On your timeline, circle the events that caused others of the neighborhood children to change their behavior toward the Lopez family. B is for behavior. the ICB Character Education and Community Building book series.